I'd like to welcome you all to Museums After Modernism. Just to let you know the lineup, I'm Joyce Siemens, and I'd like to welcome you this evening. Our next speaker, I'll introduce Dennis Reed, the Chief Curator of the Art Gallery of Ontario. Then Griselda Pollock is going to say a few words of welcome. And then John O'Brien is going to introduce our speaker of this evening, Mary Kelly, whom we're very honored to have open this symposium. The symposium, as all of you know, is dedicated to the memory of Judith Mastai, friend, colleague, and inspiration for many of us in this room today. The symposium actually began to take shape just about a year ago, just after Judith's death, and the memorial service that was held here at the Art Gallery of Ontario. Vera Frankl, Jana Graham, and Juliet Lewis all spoke to me at that time of Judith's desire to create a summer workshop, envisioning ongoing dialogues at the Art Gallery of Ontario over the coming years with those artists, art historians, curators, and theoreticians whom she thought were making a difference in how we understand the experience of museums and galleries, and particularly the relationship of those galleries with the artists whose work they exhibit, and the people who are their audiences. For us, feeling as the poet, the Israeli poet, Chaim Nachum Bialik so eloquently expressed in his poem, that when Judith died so prematurely, the song of her life was broken. And knowing that she had more melodies to sing, some of us decided to try to make at least a part of Judith's dreams a reality, and to bring together a number of the voices that she had envisioned participating in those summer workshops. This symposium, then, is intended as a tribute to some of Judith's many songs and to her remarkable accomplishments. It is our attempt to cast some of her melodies into the winds and to let them be carried beyond the pages of unfinished manuscripts and plans into the world, and to give new resonances to the discussions, the debates, and the meditations that some of us were privileged to have with Judith. The title of our symposium is the title of the unfinished book, Museums After Modernism, which Judith began several years ago. In the year of planning, we have found a singular response. Each person who was invited to participate expressed interest and excitement about the concept of the symposium. Those who knew Judith were particularly moved by the opportunity to continue dialogues that had been cut short and to explore the issues within the context of the symposium. Judith's family were supportive of the idea and have helped at every step. Those who had to say no because of conflicts did so with great regret. Our funders, who are listed on the back of your program kits, were in every case generous and supportive, and we are indebted to them. Without their support, this would not have been possible. The response to the symposium itself has been overwhelming. We will be audio streaming the proceedings after the symposium for the many we were unable to accommodate. With York University, our partners, the Center for Cultural Analysis, Theory, and History at Leeds University, and the Ontario Association of Art Galleries, have worked to make this a reality. Kathleen Wellesby, Margot Burrill, Adelina Blas, Beth Day, Jana Graham, Juliet Lewis, Ruth Weeder, Sandra Fraser, Jeff Matt, Annette Bloom, Sandra Gabriella, all of our volunteers have provided assistance at every stage of this process. And now we're here together with Judith's family, her friends, and her admirers. Together we enter the next 3.5 days of dialogue and debate. On Sunday, we will look at the next steps. In the meantime, I would like to say special thanks to the members of the steering committee, Vera Frankel, Joanne Lamoureux, John O'Brien, and Griselda Pollock, with whom I have had the privilege of working over the last year to shape this event, and without whom this symposium would not have been possible. Welcome to all of you. Thank you for coming. I'd now like to introduce Dennis Reed, Chief Curator of the Art Gallery of Ontario, who will welcome us on behalf of the AGO, who helped to make this evening possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much.